Daniel Bernhard, a junior at Park City High School, is one of 15 students appointed by the Utah State Board of Education's inaugural Student Advisory Council. He joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Hey.
So tell me a little about the position, Daniel. As a member of this advisory council, I mean, was it something you applied for?
So there was an application that I think it was about 5 questions. And I can't remember them exactly, but for example, one of them is like, what do you think is a big problem in Utah schools? Something like that. So you'd answer that. I answered all of them, and I thought I had a pretty good application. But I didn't really expect to get chosen. Then there was like radio silence for like weeks. And I was like, oh, I definitely didn't get chosen. Did they even get my application? But then I got an email and they're like, you have been selected. And I was like, oh, perfect. So,
yeah. So why was it something you were interested in doing?
At first I wasn't really sure. I didn't really know why I wanted to do it, but I just kind of did it. And now, after going to the first meeting, you know, I realize it's really something pretty big, just because of how frequently students don't have perfect representation in our school district, or not even our district, but our state schools. And I just think that people who are making decisions in our schools really don't have the full story.
Yeah. So any idea how many applied for the position?
I don't know the exact number, but I think in the email that I got sent, they're like, you were selected out of like 100 students to represent your district, because they selected per district. And then so I was District 7.
Okay. And then so how often are you going to – now, do you meet with the school board during their regular meetings, or is it something that you meet with them separately?
It's something separate, and our next meeting is in January, and I believe they're about every 2 to 3 months. But we have a website where we can all stay connected with each other, so we can talk outside of just those meetings.
Yeah. So the meetings last what, an hour or two? And
well, our first meeting went from 2:30 to 6:30, so 4 hours. I don't know if that sets a precedent for the rest of the meetings, but I guess I'll find out.
Yeah. So when you were asked, I mean, what do you think the biggest problems are? I mean, what was your answer to that question?
I really had trouble deciding on an answer, because there's like a lot of problems, and I kept sort of flopping back and forth, procrastinating on writing the answer to the application. And I actually still can't exactly remember what my answer was, because I had so many ideas ping-ponging around in my head. But I think I chose mental health. So mental health of students.
Yeah. What do you think some of the other issues that students are facing that you'd like the board to know about?
Well, me personally, I have a degenerative eye disease called Stargardt. And it pretty much just means that I'm losing my central vision. So I'm legally blind, and I have an IEP, and I just feel as though, you know, I think it's pretty good in Park City, but a lot of the students with IEPs or blindness aren't always in the greatest situation in other school districts around Utah. Just from anecdotal evidence, I could be misinformed, but I just felt as though students with IEPs needed more representation.
Yeah. So your seat on the council then lasts, what, through the school year?
Yeah, the last 2018-2019 school year. I believe the last meeting is April.
Yeah. So do you think they're doing this just to do it, or do you think that they really want to hear from students and hope to make changes from that?
That's tough. The people who are running it, I think, are passionate about it. I think they really believe it'll work. But I couldn't speak for the higher-ups I don't know if they'll use any of our ideas that we pitch, or even listen to them, but I guess time will tell. I'm not sure yet. You know, this is the first thing ever like this in Utah. So, you know, we're pioneering something.
Yeah. And so what did you hear during those 4 hours? I mean, from other students across the state?
Well, so when we did the meeting, you know, we started off with some introductory stuff and, you know, introducing yourself. But then about halfway through, we switched over to ideas that we all had. And so what do we want to focus on in our time together? And we decided we were going to establish several committees with different students and sort of have smaller groups, smaller subsets within this larger council. And the big ones that I heard were definitely school safety was a big concern, and definitely representation for race and sexual orientation, and finally probably standardized testing. That's about as specific as they were on the standardized testing one. I think it was more like a reworking standardized testing, because I think a lot of people right now are really unhappy with standardized testing.
The amount of it, or?
The amount, I think its role in your future, how it's organized, how it's operated.
That's Park City High School junior Daniel Barnhart. He was appointed to the inaugural State Board of Education Student Advisory Council. KPCW News Time, now 8:59.